Alison is back again now to introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
We may have a new government, but many familiar roads and development stories continue to feature this week. The battle over the NDR Western Link continues, and the NDR featured in a remarkable scam story. There are new stages in the Anglia Square saga and in the development proposals for the Premier Inn near Norwich Station. Work is about to get underway on a new Danish-style co-housing scheme 9 years after the site was purchased. But proposals to develop flats on London Street have kicked up a stink. Phil will start with the first NDR story.
Calls are mounting for the crunch decision on plans for a hugely controversial new road to be taken out of the hands of Norfolk councillors. Critics of the £274 million Norwich Western Link are unhappy it will be Norfolk County Council's own planning committee which decides whether to grant planning permission for the 3.9-mile road. The Stop the Wensum Link campaign wants the matter to be called in by the government, so the final say on whether the road goes ahead does not rest with county councillors. A call-in is where the Secretary of State takes over the determination of a planning application rather than letting the council make that decision.
A driver has been pulled over on the NDR by a man with flashing lights mounted on his car who was pretending to be a police officer. The victim, a man in his 50s, was near Norwich Airport in Helsden when the fake officer used his lights to signal him to pull over. He then started speaking to the victim about the manner of his driving. Police are now investigating the incident that happened between 1 and 2 p.m. on the 20th of June and are advising the public to be vigilant. The impersonator, driving a 2023 plate silver Mercedes A-Class, was wearing black trousers, a black fleece, black boots and a white police hat, but had no radio, utility belt, police badges or epaulettes. He also didn't produce a warrant card or provide his name and collar number. He's described as being white, in his 30s and approximately 6 feet tall. Inspector Will Drummond of the Roads and Armed Policing Team said, "We're keen to identify the car and the occupant who was claiming to be a police officer. If you were in the area at the time and have any relevant dashcam footage, please get in touch."
The starting gun has been fired for Norwich City Council's ambitious bid to buy Anglia Square, triggering a race against time to secure millions of pounds to make it happen. City Hall leaders are next week due to agree that the council should enter negotiations with the shopping centre's owners, Columbia Threadneedle, over the potential purchase of the site. The council acknowledges the risks of using public money to buy the 11.4-acre site, where housing developers Western Homes pulled out of a £300 million revamp scheme earlier this year. But Mike Stonard, leader of the Labour-controlled council, said if the 1960s-built complex was in the authorities' hands, it would help get the site redeveloped in the way local people want. The council would need to get a commitment of millions of pounds from the new Labour government, including to pay for the demolition of the existing buildings if any deal is to go ahead.
Changes to initial plans for a major project to revitalise a key gateway into the city have been revealed. The Nelson Hotel opposite Norwich Rail Station will be demolished and replaced by a new hotel, student accommodation and new homes under ambitious plans revealed at the beginning of the year. Hospitality giant Whitbread, which owns the Premier Inn site at the bottom of Prince of Wales Road, launched a public consultation in the spring where it laid out the proposal, outlining the broader strokes of the development. It intends to replace the existing hotel and restaurant with a larger, more modern Premier Inn and introduce new purpose-built accommodation for students and new homes, although the number of both types is yet to be revealed. The development also includes new green spaces with an enhanced river walkway, promoting easier access to the train station and nearby riverside leisure facilities. An initial deadline for submitting a full planning application to Norwich City Council was missed. However, Whitbread is now aiming for a September submission as it launches a second consultation phase.
A new image has revealed how Norfolk's first co-housing community will look as prospective residents prepare for work to get underway. Proposals for the Danish-style co-housing scheme in Norwich were approved by the City Council in March, after nearly a decade in the pipeline. The group behind the scheme have revealed a new look at the planned development on a site on the corner of Sussex Street and Oak Street, which they purchased 9 years ago. They aim to create the city's first community of its kind, named Angel Yard, with private properties connected through communal areas and a spirit of sharing. The development will see the construction of 2 four-story blocks of flats, along with 6 terraced houses, totaling 34 new dwellings. Residents will share amenity spaces and a communal garden. Angel Yard will be the first purpose-built co-housing scheme in Norfolk, with work expected to get underway in early 2025.
Council officers have rubbished a planning application to turn old offices into new flats in the city centre. Plans were submitted on June the 25th to convert first and second floor offices at 69 London Street above the former Cooperative Bank into 4 new flats. However, Norwich City Council planning officers have commented on the proposal, saying the plans do not show details for waste and recycling bins. They added that for the application to proceed, it would require detailed plans on where the bins would be stored for collection. The Citywide Services comment continued, "They cannot be stored on the public highway, London Street, and the alley, Clement Court, to the rear has very limited space." They added, "If any bins are stored in Clement Court, they would need to be presented in Redwell Street and then taken back to Clement Court after collection. However, the council's collection crews will not collect from Clement Court due to long waits on Redwell Street, blocking traffic." Below the proposed flats, a separate application was put in for a new kitchen and bar called Amelia's last month.